to the Living Farms podcast, the place where we discuss biodynamic practices worldwide for you, your farm, and the planet. So welcome to the Living Farms podcast. Today we are here again with Jean-Michel Florent from the section of agriculture, and we will continue our talks about the perception of the farm and the farm organism. In the last two episodes, we talked about the theory behind perception and why it's important and what we kind of analyzed in our perception project for Living Farms. And in this third episode, we would like to dig deeper into the methods that you can actually do concretely concrete on your farm and that you can practice on your demands. To increase your perception of the farm and the farm organism. And for this, I would like to thank Jean-Michel again for joining. So thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
And we will go directly into the questions. So maybe you can tell us a little bit what farmers could do for developing their perception on their farm.
I think first it's a question of attitude, so to say, of inner attitude. Eh? You have to say as a farmer, okay, I want to enhance my perceptions, and for that I need a specific attitude and a time also. It doesn't need a lot of time, but something regularly, so in rhythm, for example, once a week, every week, you can take, I don't know, 10 minutes or something like that, and say, okay, I take this time, I stop, I step out of the work, of the daily work, where I have always so many things I know I have to do, and then I stop. Can be in the morning or in the evening or the weekend or whatever, and then develop an inner quality of being aware, develop attention to the world around me, around myself, and be very open, to be totally open to what is coming to me from the nature, from the animals, from the fields, from the soil. And then for sure it's possible to focus and to say, for I don't know, this year I want to focus more on my soil or on my vegetation, to take a place or to take a focus and then make it regularly. Could be a first proposal, yeah. First method.
Do you personally do anything to prepare yourself for perceiving the landscape or the farm?
I think it's as I said, I have to stop what I do, and then I think the best is really to feel that I'm between the soil and the sky, the cosmos, even, so to say, you know? So you can really stay on the place where you want to perceive better, and maybe even look at the soil, at the bottom, look at the sky, and look around you, so you are really here and there, now. And try to let all your ideas or representations or feelings and so go away, more or less, so to go in one can say a little bit meditation situation, only to be really open and then also what I do sometimes is really to close my eyes and then to look with fresher eyes, with new eyes, for example, or to close my eyes and to listen. So we need to have active perceptions, because we are used to look and very quick to say, what is it? And we don't take the time to deepen the perception It can be by looking, can be by listening, it can be by smelling. It's always the same. We need some time and we need to deepen this perception. That means not do not judge or do not say what is it, but try to go into the quality, how it is. The best question for me to have active perceptions is always to ask how it is, yeah, and not what is it or what can I do with this or how can I use it for me or not. Yeah, really, how? Yeah, this very open question. And we are not so much used to this kind of to this way of looking at nature around us, to ask how it is today here. Yeah.
It's true, and for me it's always very helpful to really consciously say that I will empty myself in a way, so that I really tell myself the world, okay, everything that is my experience, so to say, I will just empty and leave behind. And normally that comes for me really with the thought of, okay, the wind or the air is taking away my kind of own perception, and I will really look, as you said, with a fresh eye on the farm or on the landscape that is not based on my own experience, so to say.
It's a wonderful picture, huh, with the wind, so let it go and then you are fresh and you are here, and the situation is really new. So every day the situation is new, and it's important to have this feeling. It's a very new situation just now and here. Yeah.
And then we had the interviews with the farmers for the Perception Project, and some of them, or actually most of them, mentioned that walking is one of the very essential skills or methods, so to say, to train your perception. Could you elaborate a little bit on this, why walks on your farm and your landscape may help you to sharpen your perception?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah? We can really realize by ourselves if we want to develop some ideas or we are preparing something. I can speak for myself, but if I have to prepare something or even a lecture or whatever, if I stay on my chair, it's not so easy. And then if I go for a walk or on the bicycle and so, then I have the impression my ideas are coming also in move, and then they are connecting, and then I get something which is better, more connections. Huh? So, and I think for the farmers it's even more important, because if one stay at the place, we have already representations of the farm, of the fields. It's like that and like that, but it's not separated in reality. In reality, my farm is more or less an organism. It's what we want to, what we are looking for. And if I walk, I go already through this organism, and I can maybe not understand, but feel. It's also more a question of feeling. I can feel the connection between all the different parts, between the fields and the hedge and the meadows or the little forest. So it's one landscape with a diversity. It's not only different parts. Huh? So I feel better this connection. It's one aspect. The other aspect, as I said before, is by walking, we are not, our head is connecting more, so to say. We don't look at the world only with representations from outside. We are in, and so we feel by walking, and we are in a willing activity. And so these three parts of ourselves are connected much more by walking. I can think, I can feel the difference between the different places, and I do something. So sometimes I have to, I don't know, even to jump or whatever. So I'm already there. So I'm not in this distanciation. You know? I'm in my landscape, in my farm organism.
And then I think some of the farmers also mentioned that when you regularly walk at the same area, then of course you perceive the landscape in a different way, because it's a kind of repetition on your farm to walk to the similar area. And I can relate to this a lot, because I have one when I walk with my dog, I have one route which is always the same, and still I see each time, or I train myself to see each time I walk the same way a different thing. And I think that's a quality that can be trained, to really say to yourself that although the way may be a similar one, you try to recognize something different. And one of the interviews we had, she mentioned also a tradition. It's called beating the bounds, which I found quite nice and interesting. So maybe that's something for the farmers here in this podcast, which could be also practiced. So she said it's a practice and an old tradition where the farmers like come with a brush or a stick and beat, so to say, the boundaries of the farm. And they walk along the farm border, and it's a kind of way to keep the to keep away the bad spirits, or invite the good spirits, so to say. But I think it's a nice practice that you can also do for just recognizing how your landscape is formed, and by walking your boundaries of a farm in a very conscious way. I think it helps you to realize, okay, which kind of landscapes, which kind of soils, plants, animals do I have on my farm, and how they are connected. So that relates to what you've said earlier.
There is maybe with walking, as you said, and with this exercise, there is a point. I think by walking, the risk, it's not a danger, the risk is that you do it on a not very conscious way. So you are in, but if you are in, you are not very conscious. I mean, we need some distanciation to be conscious. And then for this, it could be also good. I make this exercise with farmers and students. It's to make such a walk, to find a very interesting walk through the farm organism with the biggest diversity as possible, so to say. To go through places, hot places and cold places, or wet places and drier places, to really try to walk through the diversity of the different places on the farm. And then in small groups, or alone if you are alone, but it's much better in small groups, try to sketch a map of all these qualities. Everyone could perceive on the different places, and to make it very simple with the colors, with the charts, pastel charts or something like that, really to put colors on a big paper, and to so that you get conscious. And you can really, it's a very interesting exercise to know better the place. And then you get a map of the moods of your farm, or of the atmosphere, so to say. And always also working with this question, how do I feel this place? Oh, okay, here it's cold and wet and very, the soil is very rich or very dark or whatever, and so on. Always with this question, how it is, how do I feel it? So the most important aspect in this exercise is really to get conscious. And if you do it with other persons, it's also good, because so you can really, yeah, everyone has a specific perception, or only a part perception. And if you do it with other colleagues, then you get more aspects. You can really perceive more aspects. So to give a tool, so to say, yeah.
And still, I found it often very interesting how similar the perception still is. Like, I mean, you seldomly have the situation that when you feel personally insecure, for example, at a specific part of a farm, that the other feels like very relieved and happy. So that's something which always astonishes me, how similar even the perception may be. And that was also one of the aspects that was mentioned by a lot of the farmers during the interviews, that this exchange and communications with others about the own perception and how you see your farm is one essential trait for training your own perception.
I think it's even a next step, but it could be made in a very easy way, so to say. If a farmer, if farmers are inviting colleagues, they could also ask, oh, can we go for a walk, small walk, and so, and they could really ask, yeah, what do you feel on my farm or on these places? So you get the perception, what do you see and what do you feel, and so. And so they get the perceptions from colleagues from outside, and it can really help sometimes, because sometimes I have a strange feeling on a place, but I don't know what is wrong. And then the colleague can say, yeah, but it's too wet here. There is so a wet mood and cold, and maybe it's a reason why your cows don't like this meadow, or there is too much air, or whatever, too much wind, or whatever. Even inside, it could also be inside, that sometimes you have problems with a certain place in the stable or whatever. And then sometimes it can help that somebody is coming from outside, because it's exactly the situation I described at the beginning. If somebody is coming from outside, this person has the possibility to have no prejudice, to be open. If you ask, yeah, could you tell me what you feel without any judgment, but only what you feel? Huh? So it could also be really good as a social work. And in many countries, the farmers, to get the Demeter certification, they make this before, and they make farm talks with the colleagues. But every farmer can do it, even without Demeter certification. It's really a good tool, these farm talks. Yeah.
And it's amazing if you train yourself to really perceive the farm organism, how different it shows, like how different the farms are really feeling once you train that skill. So I would say the more farms you visit, the easier it is to feel the individual characteristic of a farm personally. So also I'm a huge fan of visiting other farmers and getting in exchange with them and really discuss how their farm is feeling, behaving, so to say. I would like to elaborate on one further aspect related to communication, which I found also quite interesting. It was mentioned by one of the persons we interviewed as well, that it's essential for farmers to really eat also their own food, which may sound for some of the farmers really like, yeah, of course, I'm eating my own food and the own produced vegetables and meat and so on. But from the practice, it's not always the case that the farmers eat their own food. And she mentioned, which I found quite interesting as an aspect, that if you eat the food that is really local from your region, then your microbiome in their stomach changes, and by this it's easier to connect with the landscape and with the farm, so to say. So, and now this new study came out with the microbiome from biodynamic farms, which is, please correct me, I will link the study, but I think it's 3x4 higher.
Ah, you mean the connections between the...
In the
soil, huh?
So the microbiome of biodynamics farms is even way higher. I need to check this, but I will link the study. And I found that interesting because, of course, this microbiome of the soil is then like relating to your stomach as well if you eat the food from there, and maybe have some soil particles. So what do you think it's like? Is it necessary for farmers to really come into connection with the farm organism by their own food as well, or?
I think there are two aspects. One aspect is for sure that it's important, because as you said, there are a lot of connections between soil and plants and food and our own microbiome. And so on. The other aspect is that I think today we are not more in the old world of 2 centuries ago, where most of the people lived in their village, and really they were very strong connected to their village, to the place, more or less conscious. But they had very few informations about the outside world, and now we are in the other situation. And then I think it's also good to have some food from outside, but as you said, to have a big part of local food. I think the sharing with colleagues is also very interesting. So I would avoid to say we want to have our autonomy for our food and so. Okay, some people can do it for different reasons, but I think the sharing, what I realized with farmers, it's very interesting. If you share the food with other colleagues, we do it mostly in our courses, for example. In France, when I give courses, the most time the people are bringing food from their home, from their farm, and we share the food. And so it's so interesting to get the diversity, as you said before, to know the diversity of every farm or every bread or every cheese or so, every wine and so. And I see that some farmers are really using this sharing to ask to get some help from the colleagues. How do you, what do you think about my bread? It was not so easy to bake, and now what do you think from my cheese? So it could be in the future even more and more a possibility to share, because in a good food from a farm, you have like something like the extract of the farm organism, or the extract of the essence, maybe, the essential part. And then if you share it, okay, you can connect with the farm organism. So I think these two aspects are important. The aspects to be connected with my place, and the aspect to share and to know the other colleagues, and to avoid a little bit this, autonomy is very important for the farm organism, but not for the people. I think the people should also share, for sure, more with the local colleagues, but also a little bit with the world. I mean, I'm happy if I get some Demeter coffee, and I'm more happy if I know the guy who did it. It's not so easy, but I know one, Dagoberto, from for example. Yeah, so I got from his coffee once, and it was interesting to have his picture by drinking his coffee. So.
And then it's again like the repetition of training yourself to really perceive the different tastes, or to realize your. I think it has also to do with body knowledge, so to say, like to really understand how you behave to certain foods, what your body makes when you visit different farms, how you find then also the words. Sometimes it's not so easy to really express also what you perceive. So it's you perceive something, but to really differentiately express what, for example, a certain taste is, it takes practice and this exchange that you just mentioned to repeatedly go into that practice. And one last aspect I would like to cover today is that a lot of the persons we interviewed also said that a way of artistically express the perception helps. So like to draw certain things, like you mentioned with the map, with the mood map of a landscape, or to make music on the field, to feel how the sound is behaving on your farm or on your fields, or to move, for example, also to be free movement or eurythmic movements, and to really like come into body or artistic expression of the farm organism. So and I know you're quite a fan of drawing. At least I had the pleasure to make some exercises with you for drawing. So what is your experience on this? How could farmers, for example, start as an exercise to come into this artistic expression?
As you said, drawing is a very easy thing, but do music also. But I have more experience with drawing, for example. As I said, there is this possibility to make a mood map with colors without shapes, really colors. I think the first thing is also like for perception to say, I don't want to make good pictures, I'm not an artist, but I only want to enjoy this possibility to express something I could feel inside, and now I want to express it. And this process is very important because you get conscious if you express, and then you can look at it and you can share with colleagues and say, what do you see on my picture even? And how to do it, I think it's really easy. You take a piece of paper and you can really make a lot of different exercises to say, okay, I look at the same part of the landscape and I draw it with a charcoal, with a big black pencil, and I look only at the big shapes. I try to sketch it, 5 minutes, very quick sketch, and then by doing this I will look on a specific way on my landscape. And then I take a second piece of paper, a second sheet of paper, and then I can make a next step. I can say, now I want to draw it with colors. And then I look a little bit like the impressionists, like Claude Monet. I try really to look at the colors from the vegetation. And then I will get a new picture, but the picture is not the most important. I will look at the same landscape, at the same field, same meadow, same hedge or forest or whatever, with different eyes. So I each time I have a new focus or new attention, and then the place will be very interesting because I discover there is much more than with the first look. And then I could, even if I have time, if I want to make it with the family or whatever, take clay from the place, if I have some clay, and try to make modeling from my fields or from my farm even, to make it with clay. I think every situation where you really try to, to express what you can perceive will help you to deepen this. And then you see there is so much, there are so many aspects in this landscape. So it's really a universe. It's not a small field there. Another thing would be, we do it sometimes, to really to close the eyes, to be on the place and to listen, to the birds, to the cows, whatever, really to listen. And then even try to draw this, what you listen. It's a little bit, maybe a little bit more difficult, but it's also interesting, and so on. So I think the first most important is really to feel really free and to invent new things. And in every case, I think you will deepen the perception, And then you can go to make some music out of the things you find in the place with stones and with wood and so on. What is the music of this place? It could be also very interesting because you will find very different things in the forest and more wood, somewhere else more stones. So the music will be different. You could even take the colors from the place, from the soil, to draw. So, but for me, the important thing is always to try to connect with the place, to perceive the place, and to make these artistic exercises not as something separated. Okay, now we will make something, but really try to express what you could experience on the place. Because I know a lot of possibilities, but very often we take something from the place and then we make crazy things somewhere else, which are not connected with the place. Okay, it's no problem, but I hope I can express it, what I want to say. It's exactly with land art. There are some land art artists like Goldworthy. For me, he's really good because he tries to get something from the place, from the identity of the place, and to enhance it, to express it. But other land art artists, I have the impression they put their own representation on the place, and then it doesn't say a lot about the place. It says something about them. Why not? But it's a very different exercise. But Goldworthy, for me, it's a wonderful example of somebody who tries really to get the different aspects of place. The life forces, for example, when he takes different leaves of trees and he makes a snake out of these leaves. So you see the life forces, for example, or what he is doing with the water and stones and so on. It's for me, what I saw, it's really connected to the different places, even if he has a specific style, but it's not a problem. We have all our style, but the question is, I should really open for the place and let the place speak through me and enhance specific aspects which are very important now, which were important in my perception. This is an important aspect, I want to express it, but I had a strong encounter with this place, with this aspect or whatever.
I'm a huge fan of Goldworthy. I really love his art, and I think if we take this aspect you just mentioned of really be open and to find a way to express so to say, what is coming from the landscape or the farm into a piece of art or a music, a sound, a movement. I think the great thing is that on the one hand, of course, it's a process that is very fun, so to say. So it's nice to do this, but it's also something which can help you really as a farmer, because it shows you, for example, also which aspects may be missing, or which kind of what needs to be improved maybe also on your farm or on your landscape, or which parts need to be connected, or maybe also where you need to have a border or a pathway for animals or something like this. So I think that's something which I found very fascinating by those farmers that are very good in the perception and really do these exercises regularly, that they help them to not just have fun, but to make more sound management decisions on their farm, so to say. And I think that's one of the aspects that I really enjoyed in this perception project, to really realize that training your perception has an implication of how your farm is created and what kind of sustainability you can achieve on your farm, so to say. But there are much more things we could discuss now upon training the perception of farmers. We will go more in detail on during our online course in September for the farm organism and planetary health. So those listeners that would like to dive a little bit deeper into the thematics, you can listen to the last two podcast episodes on this and also join us on the online course. And for today, I would like to close with the question, what were your most important lessons that you took from this perception project and working with these different biodynamic farmers in the perception theory field, so to say?
For me, there are one first very important aspect that I think every farmer should try to have more active perception, but he has to find his or her own way to do it. So, for example, myself as a trainer, I can give I can give different exercises, I can tell or train like that or like that, but I think the farmer should really find his or her own way to do it, because some people are more connected with the listening or with looking and so on. And even for every farmer, there is also very, as we said, these entrance gates, very specific places or times during the day and the year where they can really connect with their farm. So I mean, for some in summer, there is so much to do, no time to make such exercises, but in winter it's really the time to do it. And it seems maybe a little bit strange, because in winter you don't see a lot outside, but the farmers have so many remembering of what was there in summer if they learn more and more to work with this. Yeah? And they can remember this in a very living way, not as ready representations, and then they can really work on this. It's for me, it was a very important thing. So we had really, there is not one way, there are a lot of different ways, more or less similar, but everyone should find his own way, so to say. I think it's a very important thing, and we can help each other for this. The second thing is that for the farmers, I had the impression, if we speak about their farm organism, about the perception, it was mostly for them a big joy to speak about this. It was not boring, it was not it was not, oh, I have so many taxes to pay, I have so many problems with my machines, I have so many problems on my farm. It was more really a good way to connect with the farm, even if they all could say, okay, there is a lot to do on the farm, but it's a way to enjoy the place, to enjoy the life on the farm, even if there is a lot to do to make it better. So I think this connection through perception brings really joy for the farmers. They enjoy really, they could enjoy more their work, so to say, because the work is really hard, it's not so easy every day, but it's a thing where you can really learn to enjoy more the very positive aspects of your farm, because as we know, if we are not farmers, if we come on a biodynamic farm, for example, we are mostly impressed by the huge diversity and so many impressions, so many perceptions. If you come from the city, for example, from the train, and then you arrive on the farm, it's such a richness of impressions and so on. So it gives really life forces and really joy, so to say. Yeah, I think it's a very important aspect today. Really try to enjoy what you do, even if it's hard work. Yeah.
It's these are lovely, lovely insights into the project. So I can definitely support them. So to realize how much the farmers are connected and really taking the time and enjoying what they're doing. So that's one of the things I really enjoy in biodynamic agriculture and visiting those farms. So thank you very much, Jean-Michel, again for your insights. And I'm looking forward to the course in September with you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So have
see you soon.
See you soon.
September for the course.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.